This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got some very good fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs, and we also have some good news and bad for anglers who fish Lake Shelbyville. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, local anglers are finding plenty of success. It's a summertime fishing trend right now, and most of our local lakes are yielding some pretty good bass action early in the morning, late in the evening. The catfish bite has been excellent pretty much 24 hours a day, and we're still catching some good numbers of blue. And a few lakes are yielding some crappie. So the bite has been good, and it's going to be that way pretty much all summer. And as we mentioned, we had a bit of bad news for anglers fishing Lake Shelbyville. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources is investigating a minor white bass die-off at Lake Shelbyville. The Department of Natural Resources fisheries biologists are investigating the cause of a relatively minor die-off of white bass, which was detected this week at Lake Shelbyville. Fisheries biologists suspect the die-off is a disease related specific to white bass, since no other species of fish have been affected. Several samples of white bass from Lake Shelbyville have been sent to the U.S. Geological Survey Lab in La Crosse, Wisconsin for analysis. The 11,000-acre Lake Shelbyville is an exceptionally popular destination for anglers, featuring bass, crappie, muskie, sauger, and walleye. And right now, still some pretty good white bass fishing despite the die-off. And as we mentioned, we also have some good news there. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Lake Shelbyville is excited to announce that all the regular boat ramps and Dam West Beach are now available for use. No more arguments on these single-lane high-water ramps. I think back to normal boat ramps, and that's hopefully it'll stay that way unless we get some super heavy rain. The boat ramps and beach were temporarily closed due to high water, but a recent break in the rainfall has allowed them to reopen. So we do have the regular boat ramps open on Lake Shelbyville now, which is very good news for anglers who like fishing these waters. And don't forget that outdoor enthusiasts will soon need to purchase their 2013 Illinois hunting or sportsman combination licenses and appropriate stamps prior to heading afield for the upcoming hunting seasons. The 2013 Illinois hunting and sportsman combination licenses are available from hundreds of DNR direct license and permit vendor locations, or you can go online at the DNR website, which is www.dnr.illinois.gov. You can purchase one there 24 hours a day using a variety of credit cards, or you can also call them on the phone at 888-6-PERMIT. 888-6-PERMIT, and also purchase your license on the phone through using a credit card. And don't forget your habitat stamp. A state habitat stamp is required for all persons ages 16 or older who hunt wildlife, except those who hunt migratory waterfowl, coots, and hand-reared birds on licensed hunting preserves and state-controlled pheasant hunting areas. The habitat stamp is also required for any person 16 or older who traps or sells the green hides of any fur-bearing animals. Veterans with disabilities, former prisoners of war, and any person who obtained a lifetime license before January 1st, 1993 are exempt from the habitat stamp requirement. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Come back with a whole lot more right after these messages.
Listen for daytime broadcasts of St. Louis Cardinals baseball on WSMI AM 1540. Brought to you by Pampered Head to Toe in Litchfield with gift certificates available. DNA Tip Healthcare, Kerber Eck and Breckel in Litchfield, formerly Pritchard Osborne. Results you can expect. And by Wright Automotive, Route 127 and 185, Hillsboro. And for the broadcast schedule of Cardinals baseball, check out our website, WSMIRadio.com.
Okay, we're back, and as we said, we have some really good fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. Right now at Lake Shelbyville, the lake is just about 10 feet over normal summer pool, and maybe by a few more days, we'll start seeing even more of the regular boat ramps opening. These single-lane high-water ramps have caused more than one serious discussion among tired waiters, so to speak. And the water there at Shelbyville is gin clear. There's a strong thermocline setting up at about 18 feet on the north end. This puts a lot of brush piles too deep for the crappie to use. Besides that, slight setback, anglers are finding some of the pretty good, some of the best crappie fishing they've seen all year. Anglers are catching limits of fish without very little trouble. All it takes is a bit of electronics to scan the water and find the brush piles, and you're going to find some success. They're finding them in anywhere around 15 to 17 feet deep, and they're using slip bobbers and fishing with minnows. They're also catching good numbers of crappie, pulling spinners through the standing timber. They're pulling them with about 21 to 25 feet of line out, trolling maybe at the most 1 mile an hour. Gets you anywhere down to about 13 to 17 feet. And the white bass have been searching and finding nothing. They will bust about 5 minutes anywhere on the lake at any time, but you'd never see them in the same place twice. They've just not really kicked in yet. We're just days away or weeks away from seeing some great white bass fishing. And the walleye fishing has slowed way down. They've moved off to the deeper stumps and now got into the weeds. So there's very difficult fishing to find a catch of walleye. But you will still catch an occasional one. The largemouth bass action, it's doing fair too. At the Carlisle Lake right now, things have not really changed all that much. It's still a little over 5 feet high. Largemouth bass are being caught on crankbaits fished along the rocks. The catfish bite is very good in the lake. Nightcrawlers, cheesebaits, cutbait, leeches, all producing good catches. Boaters are drift fishing with bait shrimp and finding success too. The crappie bite, still good. Fair anyway, fair to good at times. They're sporadic since the lake is still high. Anglers just never have been able to find the concentrations of crappie that are there. They're just good at hiding out. And the white bass rated good. They finally turned on. Slab spoons, little Georges, curly tails are producing. Large numbers of anglers fishing up near the silo, so that's a good indicator that the white bass are up there right now. And in the spillway, white bass are rated fair to good. They're being caught on rooster tails coupled with curly tail jigs or tube jigs. The catfish bite also very good. Shad, nightcrawlers, and cheese baits producing some very good action. Crappie rated fair. Most are coming from the spillway on minnows. And the sauger bite, still good. They're still running a fair amount of water there. So the sauger bite's going pretty strong. Now at Rend Lake in the state's southern reaches, crappie are still excellent. They're catching lots of crappie. You have to sort through them to catch a good limit of keepers, but it's very easy to do. It just takes a little time. The bite is mainly on the stake beds and brush piles out on the main lake. Jigs and minnows seem to be working equally well. Red chartreuse jigs anywhere from an inch to 2 inches seem to be the hot ticket right now. And the catfish bite, it's good as it has been all year. A lot of these fish are being caught in the backs of the necks of the shallow water. Creeks leading into the lake are producing a lot of fish as well, and jugs set in the necks are working excellent. They just need to play their wind so the jugs drift across the coves, and you'll find very good success. Baits of choice have been cut shad, leeches, shrimp, night crawlers. Bass are also moving into the summer pattern. They're being caught primarily in the shallow bushes and laydowns at about 1 to 3 feet of water on soft plastics and spinner baits. They're also being caught along the rocks on crankbaits, and this is probably the most popular method right now. And the bluegill bite, still good. Catching fair numbers of these fish on regular old worms fishing in the shallow waters near some of the brushy areas. So we got pretty good fishing to be had. More good fishing coming as these lakes drop to more normal levels, and I think we're going to have some very good success in the next few weeks. That pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.